Hello, my name is Brian Datcher. I was diagnosed with full-blown AIDS October 1996.
How do you decide whether or not to disclose your HIV status to someone?
It's a tricky thing. When it comes to me professionally disclosing, I really don't have too many, I don't have any problem with that at all. When it comes to being like intimate with somebody and intimate issues, that tends to be a little sticky because sometimes there's people that you meet and, you know, and you may have feelings for or emotions, and then, you know, they may not be positive, but they're not asking the right questions. So I like to be honest with myself. I like to let people know what they're getting themselves into. People I've seen doing the outreach that are positive, and I've seen them just blatantly just, you know, be with somebody and just have unprotected sex with them and not even, you know, care about that. And that really bothers me, and I don't want to fall into that category. I know it's easy to do because sometimes you're still in denial, but I'm far behind that. I believe in telling the truth. Honesty for me, it means a lot for me. Even though I may lose somebody that I may want to have feelings for, but I feel if they can't deal with this, then, you know, maybe it wasn't worth it at all. Maybe it really wasn't worth it. So they couldn't deal with that, then what else, you know, that's showing me that there's something about them. So I would say they're lost in my game.
How did you disclose to your partner who moved to Texas?
Well, I've known him for a long time. Him and I are like back and forth. Matter of fact, he had heard from somebody, and he came and asked. He called me and asked me, and I just said, like, yeah, this is what's going on. You know, he just wanted to know. He said, you know, I still care about you and love you, and, you know, I'm here to support you, you know, whatever you want to do. And I asked him, I said, well, have you been tested? He's like, no, I haven't been tested. So, you know, I said, well, that's something rude for him to cross, but I always encourage him to make sure that he knows what's going on with him to get tested. So
he knew before you guys even got together?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a problem for him at all?
No, it wasn't a problem.
That's great. What would you say are the best and worst responses you've ever gotten from telling someone?
The worst response was that somebody had just, like, actually, like, dropped the phone and picked it up and hung it up on me. And somebody just, like, all of a sudden, I'm talking to them, and they're like, oh, and they're like, oh, and they started backing up, and I'll be right back, and then they were gone. You know, and then they came back, they were like, had washed their hands, like, it smelled soap, you know, they washed their hands and everything like that, and I was like, I just started laughing, I was like, wow, and I said to them, you know, it doesn't, you know, you can't catch it from shaking hands, you can't catch it from, you know, being in my presence, you know, and they were like, oh, no, and I can see them, like, you know, really turning red, and, you know, and I was like, wow. But the best response I had was, you know, when my mother said to me, like, you know, no matter what, you're my son and I love you. And I, you know, her being a nurse, she said, I was prayed that that wasn't what it was, but I kind of figured that maybe it's what it was. But no matter what, I've always loved you no matter what.